Jackie, thank you very much for your patience. I'm sorry it just takes so long sometimes.
That's okay. My question is actually very similar to your last caller. It's about floaters.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am taking those three nutrients, choline, inositol, and methionine. But my floater, I developed floaters in my left eye directly following cataract surgery.
Uh-huh.
And they are serious floaters. They're not the little black wiry floaters. They're big, they're very large, white cloudy floaters.
Mm.
And they are really obstructing my vision. So I saw your YouTube video on floaters, and so I bought this these three nutrients. And I'm wondering, does what I have sound like something different, like some kind of damage was done, or I'm taking it and so far, of course, seeing no results, but I was wondering what you thought about that.
Has it got any worse or any better on its own, or has it just stayed exactly the same?
I have to say it might be a little worse. My surgery was last September. It's, of course, affected by light, so I'm constantly looking for dark areas or at least, you know, putting that eye away from the light.
Right.
It picks up any light in the area and it's like it flashes across my eye constantly.
Yeah, that does not sound like a very typical floaters at all, ma'am, because as you just said, the floaters are usually a much smaller size, and I rarely hear from anyone that they're light reflective. Instead, it's, well, they're getting in the way of my vision. But insofar as light reflective, which this sounds like it is, or at least bouncing light off it, I don't hear about that. And your thought about possibly something was injured during cataract surgery, unfortunately, I have to say, sounds reasonable, ma'am. Darn it, darn it, darn it. Now, is there anything else one can do? Well, let's see. Let me ask him what may be an unrelated question, but here we go. Have you had your eyeball pressure checked? Is that okay?
Yes. I'll say yes, because before you have any type of eye surgery, they do every test under the sun.
There you go.
So, yes.
So nobody said anything about high eyeball blood pressure or anything like glaucoma?
No.
Okay. That's one thing. And then is it just the one eye that's been affected?
Just the one eye. Both of them, I had surgery on both, but only one eye is bad.
Oh, you had two cataracts removed.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
By two different doctors.
Oh, okay. And usually they'll do a lens replacement, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been back to see if maybe there's something the matter with the lens in the eye that's giving you this trouble?
Yes.
And what did they tell
you? I've been back three times, and he sent me to a specialist to see if there was, if there was anything he could do. Of course, I think that was a friend of his, but they pretty much said, well, no, your vision is clear, and come back in 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Well, the only thing I can think of is if we could speed up healing in that eye, it might be helpful. Unfortunately, the equipment we were using to do that, we got a visit from King George III. This was employees of King George III. You know which agency I'm talking about. And they told us that we couldn't use that equipment anymore because they had not, quote, approved, unquote, of that equipment. Now, that equipment had helped a number of people with recovery from various surgeries. And that's kind of the category I'm putting this in right at the moment, because that certainly doesn't sound like floaters. It helped a number of people with that. But at present, why King George III has decreed we can't use it, because it isn't approved, even though nobody got hurt with it, as usual. So I can't think of anything else at the moment. You could stay in touch with us about whether we're going to be able to use that equipment again in the future. But right now, I can't think of anything else, ma'am. And this is just me. I feel very bad about being precluded from something that I know works, doesn't hurt people, and yet there's a decree out there we can't use it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. Do you think I should still try to still take the choline and inositol and methionine?
How long has it been, ma'am, that you've taken that?
I'm sorry?
How long has it been?
2 weeks.
I would give it a 6 week trial, and if you haven't gotten anywhere by then, you probably won't. Now, by the way, for anybody else out there who has floater, I'm not trying to tell anybody that they totally clear in 6 weeks. What I am saying is that most people notice a beneficial change by then.
Okay. And I'm taking 500 milligrams of each of them twice a day. Is that the right amount?
Yes, ma'am. If it's going to work, that's certainly enough, and it's not an overdose.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Well, for what it's worth there, ma'am, stay in touch, like I said.